أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تنزيل من رب العالمين. أفبهذا الحديث أنتم مدهنون وتجعلون رزقكم أنكم تكذبون. صدق الله العظيم. The ayahs we discussed yesterday, Allah had taken a qasam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about this Qur'an, إِنَّهُ لَقُرْآنٌ كَرِيمٌ, that this Qur'an is a noble kitab. In every aspect of it, you will find the nobility of the Qur'an-i Kareem, and you will find the sacredness of the Qur'an-i Kareem. Going forward, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَنْزِيلٌ مِنْ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, that this Qur'an is a tanzeel, it is a revelation from the Rabb of the entire universe. In an environment of Makkah Mukarramah, when this Qur'an was revealed upon our Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then there were those in Makkah Mukarramah, wa na'udhu billah, who would say that this is the words of Shaitan. It is Shaitan that visits Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Shaitan puts these words into the ears of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A very typical example of all this was that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given wahi, and then there was a period of time when wahi had stopped, then the people of Makkah began to say that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Shaitan has left him. And now because the Shaitan has left him, then there is nobody now to give him any wahi. And they believed, or they used to say and make this allegation, that whatever it is, it comes from Shaitan. Or otherwise, there were those that would say that this is a fabrication of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is not the words of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Or they would say that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been bewitched. Or they would say that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a fortune teller. So all this in one single verse, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala removes all those doubts and all those allegations that they made against the Quran. And Allah says it is the tanzeel, it is the revelation from the Rabb of the entire universe. Obviously we know that the Rabb is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that from non-existence Allah bari ta'ala had brought into existence, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sustains, and Allah ta'ala continues to sustain whatever and whoever is in this universe. أَفَبِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَنْتُمْ مُدْهِنُونَ. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking the question that this hadith here refers to the discourse of the Qur'an, that would you take this discourse of the Qur'an lightly? In other words, are you just going to push it aside? This word mudhinun actually refers to a person whose body has been rubbed with oil, and like a massage, then the muscles of that person begins to relax, and that person becomes relaxed, he feels light. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used that word here to show that are you just going to shun this Qur'an, push it away, these beautiful words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that sometimes really when we read these ayat, then our minds move away from the Quraysh of Makkah and it comes to us ourselves. Then look at this beautiful Quran that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given, but we just push it away into one shelf somewhere, and then maybe in the month of Ramadan, if Allah gives us tawfiq, we open the Quran Sharif again, or if somebody left this world, then we will take the Quran and we will recite it. One of our friends, he was an alim, he got married into a family. So after he got married, just shortly after he got married, he went to visit the in-laws. So like normal, his habit was to make tilawat every day after Fajr namaz. So after one or two days, the mother-in-law asked him, why did somebody pass away, you're reading so much Quran Sharif? So that is how we take this Quran Sharif. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us maaf, but we take it very, very lightly. And then Allah says, وَتَجَعْلُونَ رِزْقَكُمْ أَنَّكُمْ تُكَذِّبُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and you have made your denial your sustenance. You've denied this Quran and you have made that denial your sustenance. To explain this, a hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quraysh of Makkah, when it used to rain, They never believed that the rain came down because of the command of Allah. They didn't believe that the rains came down because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down His mercy and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to give us sustenance. But they used to say it is because of the stars, that because of the stars are in certain position, that is why the rain has come down. If that position is not found, then obviously there will be no rain. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking this question now, that I am giving you your rozi, your sustenance, and you making this denial of yours, your sustenance, you denying whatever I am giving you, whatever is directly from me, that also you don't want to attribute to me. You want to attribute it to everything else and everyone else. And in this way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addresses the issue of the Quraysh of Makkah, that they had these unique beliefs in so far as the stars were concerned. And that is why some of the ulama say that at the very beginning of this ruku, the qasam that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has taken of the stars to show that the Quraysh of Makkah used to believe that because of the certain positions of certain stars, certain things would occur. And others would say that it is referring to the day of Qiyamah, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is taking that qasam, that the stars and the moon and the sun and everything will be totally destroyed. And then obviously the kitab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will be lifted up, and at that time it will be too late. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.